Welcome to Hypothetically Speaking, the show where we discuss would you rather questions. We analyze hypothetical scenarios and we discuss them in extreme detail. My name is Casey Carollo. With me, as always, Benettini. Bennett, how are we doing?
Good, Casey.
You know, typical guest on the show, Pat Aloisio. What's up, Pat?
Don't sound so enthused.
I'm just kidding, Pat. We love having you. What's going on? How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Thank you for asking.
It's been a long time since the last episode, so we're happy to jump in on this one. We have actually the first time we're doing a four-way. We got four people joining us, including us three. We also have Amaya Arruabarrena making a return since the day we discussed itchy torso versus wet socks. Oh, yeah. Amaya, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
Doing very well. Is everyone ready for the question today?
Ready.
Good to go.
All right, people.
Here's the question. Would you rather eat one meal every 3 days of whatever you want? Not in quantity, but whatever. You sit at a table and you basically say, I want this meal exactly. And it basically appears in front of you. But, you know, you have your typical stomach capacity and you can eat as much as you normally eat. But that's only once every 3 days you get that meal. And in between then, you can only have peanuts and water to survive until your next meal. Or would you rather basically live like you live now, but you have no sense of taste? Is everybody clear on the question?
Crystal.
Clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any clarifying questions at all? No, sounds like none. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say that I will gladly have one meal every 3 days of whatever I damn well please.
Oh, man. You must really like nuts.
Yeah, I'm hard on the just don't taste anything.
Me and Amaya on the same team. That's what I like to hear.
That's yeah.
I'm feeling this. Yeah, one meal third day, whatever I want. Peanuts and water.
We didn't want you on our team, anyways.
That's okay. A-okay. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and lead this one because I feel like I have a dagger that's gonna put an end to it right from the beginning. Bennett, you know, we have a sense of taste, right? So basically they've taken one of the five senses of human beings out entirely. They've taken what could easily be considered, and I know is for Amaya Arruabarrena, the number one joy in her life is food, which no longer exists. They've eradicated that from their entire lives. Bennett, in between the days where we can eat literally whatever we want, meaning like, you know, cooked by whoever chef on the planet, it's right in front of us, it appears, and we can eat as much of it as we possibly can in that moment. In between them, we eat peanuts and just water, right? But they never said how much we can have. So we can eat as much as it will take to make us full, and it's not going to be a problem for survival. So I really don't see a downside here because they also aren't going to be full, but they have no sense of taste. So I don't see a single benefit.
How would we not be full?
No, I mean, you're also not going to not be full. You can have whatever you want in whatever quantity.
Yeah.
There's no positives to their side of it, basically.
Right. Okay. I fully disagree in that there are no positives because you are right. I love food and love to eat. However,
number one favorite thing, safe to say?
I don't know if it's my number one favorite thing.
Well, I know that it is.
It isn't my number one favorite thing, but I do enjoy it a lot. But the thing is that if I have no sense of taste, it's just incredibly easy now to eat the way that I know I should be eating at all times, which is extremely healthy. And I would just be healthy and lean and not be worried about it because I know I can't, like, I don't even want the other food anymore because I can't enjoy it in the same way.
I'm going to say that I understand and appreciate this idea. It all sounds great. I think that you are undermining food your favorite thing ever.
In
all the time that I have known you,
yeah,
the pleasure of eating delicious food
yes
seems to be like no. one of the things that you literally live for.
No, no, you guys are right. And that's because I like appreciate food and can taste the difference between like phenomenal food and love trying different things and all of that. But I would just accept that that doesn't happen for me anymore. And I would now no longer be like, I need to go try this exquisite dessert that I know is probably not good for me, but I want it. And I just will be happy with my fruits and vegetables for like, and just now no longer have the internal struggle of wanting to be fit and healthy at all times, but also loving all food.
I think the key
point, I now won't have that issue anymore.
Right. I see what you're saying. I think the key point of what she just said specifically was when she started and she said, you guys are right. She should have just put a period and then stopped talking after that.
Right.
Because
you're like, I said, you're right about me liking food. I think you're
liking. It's not even loving now. It went from number one thing to loving to liking.
Pat, what are you thinking over there before you?
I have a quick question.
What
is there a time frame on this? Is this for the rest of our lives or just for a certain number of years?
It's for the rest of our lives.
Okay, perfect. Exactly what I wanted. I couldn't have asked for a better scenario. So, to your credit, Casey, like, I know you, and I know what you've done in the past in terms of sometimes you'll fast certain things. For example, you've given up desserts for a year. And while that's hard, at least you have something to look forward to once the year is done. So, for example, if this was for, let's say, a year or 3 years or whatever, I could understand it a little bit just knowing because you'd have like these awesome meals, but you're telling me for the rest of your life, 8 out of 9 of your meals, you're having fucking peanuts. That's Pat, that is the worst.
Never will taste anything again. Like you.
Wait,
you,
wait,
you
wait.
You have no taste. You will Dude. Never enjoy.
When
do you know how many times I've heard you talk about the fucking pizza out there in Chicago?
Yeah, but listen,
you just brought up such a wonderful point. Pat, Casey, you give up dessert for a certain amount of time, right? Mm-hmm. Why is that?
A mental test.
So it has nothing to do with the fact that you'll eat so much of something and then you feel terrible and you hate that you do that.
That's true.
Okay, so it's that also. So imagine, right? I'm not saying that I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember loving this food. But you know, as we all know, that eating a certain way is great for you and maybe doesn't include all of these other foods that we love. Now, take out that temptation and internal struggle because you no longer have to deal with it. And you just accept that, like, I can't taste food. I'm going to eat the healthiest thing ever. And I don't have to worry about that anymore. I don't even want it.
For the rest of your life.
I would also argue that there is a legitimate health benefit to what our new lifestyle is.
No.
Eating exclusively peanuts?
No. Peanuts and, first of all.
Let me ask you a question. Wait,
you guys are going to get scurvy.
Because I'm sure it's going. I'm sure they're going to be super balanced. You're going to
get scurvy.
Both of you, be fully honest. Your meals are not going to be very well balanced meals with kale salads and all the fiber you should be eating. You're going to be eating pizza and burgers and chocolate cake. So I don't want to hear about the health benefits of this lifestyle.
No, there are, but there are. First of all,
there are massive benefits.
There are massive benefits.
Hit her with the intermittent fasting.
I don't even need to go into it. It's just it's like
no, you do.
The most popular thing out there right now, and for good reasons. You all right?
So are Juuls.
Yeah, but that's really shitty for you. Intermittent fasting is very healthy.
I mean,
but you guys started this argument by saying that you'd eat as much of it as you wanted and never be hungry.
No, we were. What do you mean?
Well, you made the point that like you'd always like. Like you started by saying that we didn't take that you could be full all the time because you can eat as many peanuts as you want.
I said we could. We have that option.
Right.
And you think
okay.
that if you only eat peanuts for 2.5 days, you're not going to be shoving them in your face and you'll be fasting.
And there's no way you could argue that eating 2.75 days worth of just nuts is healthy. There's nothing you could say about that.
No, I would argue that like in between of in between.
Bennett thinks a nut is a well balanced
in between an unlimited amount of whatever you want, then like I would listen, I would rather have anything than like not be able to taste ever again.
Dude.
I just
Let's dig into the health benefits. I will absolutely break them down for you.
Not being able to ever taste again sounds like one of the worst things that could happen.
Based on it being both Amaya and Pat's favorite thing in the world.
I think that when you talk about like the health, part of that would be like your well-being and happiness. I think you would lose your mind.
Or plummet.
It would poison.
Are you shitting me? Fucking
Listen, they're not even trying to talk about why they're right and why they want to do what they want to do. They're just trying to convince us that we don't want what we actually said.
Yeah.
Why don't you just please defend how you're going to be very healthy?
Okay, I will do that.
And
I won't, but I'll listen to Ben.
Dude,
why won't you? Do I have any reasons? I legitimately think that this would be if somebody took on this diet right now, then it would be like there would be legitimate. What?
Continue.
Can I buzz in? Wait, hold on, tell me why.
Okay, literally because of having you're now forced to intermittent fast.
You're not forced to.
I was actually thinking I would have way less peanuts than unlimited amount. So you're right. You wouldn't be, but you're still.
You can have as little as you want.
So you wouldn't necessarily be fasting the whole time.
You're not forced to.
Probably realistically, you won't be because it's 2 days and you have the option to eat. But through those 2 days, if you're having peanuts and water, then that's going to sustain you. Part of that is going to be fasting, and.
Can I buzz in?
Not just gonna eat shitty food.
Right. So tell me realistically, after not eating for days and you're like hungry, you eat peanuts, but not like eating a meal for days, right? What's your meal gonna look like?
I'm whatever I want on the planet every single day.
And like super nutritionally balanced. So you're taking some of them, meaning once a week, once every couple of weeks, you're going to have a nutritionally balanced meal. And you're going to argue that it is healthier to do this because the other days you're not eating very many peanuts.
No, you will probably be one of the most fit people out there.
Oh my God. No, Bennett, they will be. Yes. They'll be the number one most
miserable
fucking
person
on the planet.
You will be miserable. Casey, Bennett, to your credit, if I could taste food and deprive myself of all of the foods I loved, I agree with you. I would be. But I can no longer taste the difference. So for a little bit, I would miss them, but then I wouldn't care. And I would actually be happy that I don't have to worry about this anymore. I don't have to be concerned about binge eating something I shouldn't have eaten, wanting something fried, knowing it's terrible for me, eating that piece of cake when I shouldn't have. That is no longer anything I worry about. I'm going to eat my kale and my fucking goji berries and be on my merry way, fit as fuck, not worried about it.
I would argue that the extent to which you're worried about it right now isn't even like something that is probably overdone, like all of us. Seriously, you're a very healthy person.
Go ahead, because he knows.
We all like have the problem. It is a legitimate thing. You are healthy. You are in shape.
Listen, I know I'm healthy, and I love food. I absolutely do. I'm not disagreeing with you, but and Casey, if you don't agree with this, you're just lying. How often am I like, don't want this in the house, wish we wouldn't have eaten that, want to eat this, I don't like when we go to people's places and they order shitty food because I don't want to be rude and say I don't want it, but I really don't want to eat it. Mm-hmm. And but you eat food you don't want to eat, all of those times that you're like, I just wish I didn't care about this at all because I don't want to deal with like that feeling of I wish I would have eaten this, or I shouldn't have eaten that, or I'll be unhealthy if I eat this, or healthier if I eat that, or I'm going to be fat, or this is going to, I have this dress to fit, like whatever it is, it's all gone. All of it's gone.
But you're absolutely right about all of these points, right? And you're going to be unbelievably way healthier and you won't be worried about that. But literally the only thing we talk about on a day-to-day basis is making enough money to retire and travel the world and eat food. Yes. You can no longer do that because you don't enjoy it.
Oh, wait. We didn't clarify. Can't taste anything. Does that include beverages?
Yes. Oh, you don't taste wine anymore.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. I miss wine, but also be incredibly healthy.
You can also that's still get drunk. That's unfortunate.
I'll miss wine.
You can yeah. still, just understand, you can yeah, you still do get drunk.
The negative repercussions.
But I really don't actually, I don't. No, I, that's I a love good thing. Taste.
I'm just saying.
Not to her.
Not to me. I just love, you know what I mean, though. If drunk. Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, for people who want to get drunk, totally. But I don't care about that.
Pat, you want to chime in with something that, you know, I mean, defend to me why you're just going to give up, like, arguably the entire world's favorite thing to do.
All right, so I have two things that are quickly coming to mind. First off, going off of what Amaya was just saying, she's literally nailing it on the head where there's zero reason to eat any food that's not the most healthy food in the world. Like, you would never, ever, ever eat chips or ice cream or anything again because there's no reason to, because you're not like, wow, this tastes really good. You're only going to eat the best foods. And then not only that, because you're eating the best foods, your body is going to feel that much better. So you're talking about how we're going to feel like shit because we're not tasting these good things. Actually, we're going to feel better because our bodies are fueled to the best way that a human body can. So,
by kale.
Yeah, like kale, if that's what you said. You kind of cut out. Yes. But,
yes, kale.
But, and then finally going back, Bennett said we lose our minds not being able to taste. You two are going to lose your minds laying in bed just being like, I fucking hate peanuts. I've had them for years. I never want to have them again. You guys didn't even put in that you could have like different types of nuts, which would somewhat be a different taste. But the fact that it's just peanuts and water, and then
even honey roasted,
you're gonna have so many nuts that even when you're eating the normal, like the meals that you want to be eating, your taste buds are just gonna be stained of nut taste, and it's just gonna be like a weird aftertaste. Yeah,
Pat, until I get to then taste any single thing that I want,
the most delicious things on the planet
in any quantity imaginable
for one meal. You it's not any roast. Quantity imaginable. It's one meal. So after you're but done with that one meal,
within, yes, but within that meal,
and the fact is, that you somehow tried to argue that your diet would be healthier than ours, like Amaya easily.
Let me cut you off. I never said that. Yours is immeasurably healthier. Ours is still absolutely can lend itself to being a very healthy diet. That is what
no,
Pat.
No,
if you take a very healthy person now and force them on this diet, they're going to stay very healthy.
No,
why not?
You can't just eat 2 days worth of nuts.
Exactly. But if somebody already does that, which are there are a lot of, like, plenty of...
Dude, let me seal the deal with the entire argument real quick.
Go ahead.
Pat.
Yes.
And Amaya. Right now, you have the option to eat all of the healthiest foods in the world to become the most physically fit and healthy people alive right now. But you're not doing it. Why?
I could tell you why, because I can't cook for shit, so I just order whatever's the easiest thing to order. And honestly, I'm not as big into foods as you guys are where you dream. Like, I would never want to travel the world and taste foods. That's not, like, a goal of mine. I more eat food just to, like, keep myself going than, like, being excited about the taste. Like, I know that's very different than what you guys like to do, but that's just
I me. Think it's really easy for you both to downplay your love of food.
I'm not like, downplaying my love of food. You're not all.
You were at you the were. Beginning.
You were.
Okay. I'm not downplaying my love of food at all. I love food
mm-hmm.
a lot. I want to eat all the time and all of the things. I love food.
Yeah.
However, I know the internal struggle I have with knowing how I should be eating all of the time versus the things I want to eat that I know are not good for me. And I feel bad about myself when I eat them. I see an opportunity to no longer have that internal struggle. Casey, you're asking, why do I not eat perfectly now that I can taste everything? Because I can taste everything. And I love the way certain things taste. If I didn't care about how they tasted, I wouldn't eat them. Point made. If I don't care about how they taste, I won't eat them. I no longer care about how anything tastes because I can't taste anything. I no longer eat them. Internal struggle, gone.
Okay.
Healthiest person alive.
Bennett, the thing they're overlooking that's utterly significant is this. They have gone 25 and 27 years respectively having tasted food. They're not being born that they can't taste food.
Yes.
So now they're immediately cut off from Maya from the things he loves more than anything in the world, and Pat from his snappy dog, his Chicago deep dish
pizza. And not
pizza.
Only are they being cut off, but they are still going to be surrounded by everyone in their lives that are enjoying this all of the time.
And remembering what it tasted like and thinking about it and salivating.
Right.
While they sit there with their protein powder and their kale lozenge.
So I'm going to say things to negate what you just said. One, to pretend like the power of habit is not incredibly strong and that getting used to not being able to taste something over a period of time will not overcome the fact that I used to eat these things and like them. Like, to ignore that is insane because I'll get used to it.
As is the case for our new diet.
Correct. I didn't say it was, and I was saying that he was pretending like in 50 years of doing this, I'll still be like, wow, chicken parm, like I ate it yesterday, which isn't true. And two, after eating incredibly healthy for a very long time, which is what will happen because why would you not at this point, those type of foods no longer sound as good. Your palate has changed and what your body wants has changed.
Amaya.
So, no, I think in a few years, maybe even less, I would actually say a few months, but I think you guys would shit all over me if I did. So I'll give it a year. Yes. I don't think I would care near as much, if at all, about food.
Amaya.
I love that their palate changed and not that their palate is gone.
Amaya.
Yeah, what were
the
you
food
say?
You crave. Yes, Pat.
You know why they're both idiots?
Why? Hit him with it.
Because they're going to have that exact same thing for the other 8 out of 9 meals that they can't be eating things other than nuts. They're just going to be surrounded by people eating all these things that they want to eat, but you guys have to enjoy your...
What are you talking about, this 8 out of 9 meal thing?
He's talking about if you eat 3 meals a day for 3 days and only one of them you can have as the meal that you want it to be, the other 8 meals.
I know. They're saying so how easy it's going to be to just eat peanuts or fast while everybody's eating around them all the time.
Now they live off of eating one meal a day. And they make it
no,
the biggest...
No, it's not just... That, again, is a very healthy diet.
All right.
You and I didn't eat food for 10 days.
You're absolutely right. We're not arguing whether it can be healthy or not.
Well,
you could... I said you could.
Mm-hmm.
Could you
I would argue that.
Eating that? I think if you made your one meal, like, chock full of all of the nutrients and vitamins and everything that you need that you're not getting the other days, like, okay. I don't think either one of you would do that. But that's not the point.
I think that you guys are dying of scurvy within the first month.
Do peanuts give you scurvy? What is that? What does that mean?
Scurvy is a lack of vitamin C. And peanuts don't have that. You have to get that from, like, fruits and stuff.
Yeah,
we're still eating, like,
Gordon Ramsay is
going to
cook me the most vitamin C replenished meals that you've ever seen.
I mean, you'll have to do that for all of your meals, which takes away from a lot of the stuff that you would be having, you know? Like, let's say you want to have a steak. Like, that's not going to have vitamin C in it.
No, but it is with the, like, plate of fruit that we have right next to it.
Yeah, nothing goes together like steak and fruit.
It actually sounds pretty good to me. And like you're saying, it's
like lamb and tuna fish.
What?
Lamb and tuna fish.
It's a Big Daddy quote.
All
right.
But to Pat's original point, for whatever other than that one meal that you get to eat every 3 days, you're going to be surrounded by people eating all the time. What if that third day doesn't fall around like on Thanksgiving or Christmas, and you have to sit there at Thanksgiving
dinner. Oh, that's a huge point.
And you just have to watch every, and all you get is peanuts.
That's such a great point. That's a great point.
All of the people around me eating fucking Thanksgiving turkey and cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving, I'm going to magically wish that instead of that, I have the most delectable meal from every country in the world each holiday.
But it won't be on that day that everyone else is enjoying together.
Well, Pat, you're not going to be enjoying anything on that day either for all of the holidays for the rest of your life.
Dominated. Yes, we are.
I'm not gonna care.
How? Pat, how?
And be the healthiest person ever.
How are you going to enjoy that?
When we get hungry, we're going to eat, even though we can't taste it, we're going to eat something that's like perfectly nutritious and filling and giving your body exactly what it wants. Whereas you guys are going to be like, oh, fuck, peanuts again. And be forcing them down. It's going to be terrible.
Pat, your inability to taste is going to have you literally craving peanuts for the rest of your life. You're going to be at our fucking, like, Pat, you are going to
we're
be
gonna throw
begging.
The peanuts on the ground like a bird would come pick them up, and you're going to be begging for peanuts.
I think that we're just going to have to, like, let it go at this point, but I think it's incredibly interesting that neither one of you will admit that it'll be even challenging to do what you're saying you'll do, where Pat and I have admitted it, like, there are parts of it we don't like. You guys are pretending like you're just like, why don't you just start eating the peanuts now? Like, why don't you just, I just feel like you should adopt this now, since it seems like it won't be difficult for you in any way, and you actually think it's a good idea. So are you going to start, like, tomorrow, or?
I'm telling you right now, if I could magically have this happen where I could have whatever meal I wanted every 3 days, I would have that lifestyle over mine currently. I would do that without even it being in a would you rather. Start it. You don't even have to save up money to travel the world and have food. You can have it every 3 days, anytime.
If it was, like, yeah, if we're talking, if you could magically have that, did we ever even clarify that? If it's magically, like, right now in the scenario, magically have whatever you want for that.
Yes.
Like a longest way.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yes. Like the best Thai food from Thailand.
I didn't even know that.
Bennett, how are you just realizing this now?
27 minutes in.
Well, yeah.
We didn't clarify that it was like you magically had whatever you want.
We
you
did.
You can eat whatever you want. But I didn't know that I snapped my finger and it appeared in front of me.
We did, because I said you sit at the
table.
Well,
I missed that.
For it
that just makes it
even better. All the better. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're gonna have to agree to disagree on this. I think we've all come to the realization that our decision was at least superior to the other decision. But you know, we're gonna let the listeners decide on that. Listeners, would you rather have one meal every 3 days of absolutely anything you wanted? You sit down at a table, you make a genie in a lamp type wish, and you have any meal in front of you. Or would you – oh, and then you got to eat peanuts and have some water.
I'll answer for them. No.
Pat, we are right.
Or we're so right.
Have no sense of taste whatsoever. I'll let you listeners decide that one.
People, but you can eat anything you want. You're just not going to, like
– Yeah, Pat, but yeah, but you can have – right. You can have – eat. Yeah, you get to eat whatever you eat now, but you can't taste it. So you would basically just eat kale all day, every day, and that's it. Yeah, it's been real, guys. Good four-way. First time in the books.
I actually have one clarifying question. Can you smell the food?
Who?
Anybody. Like, the people who can't eat anymore, can you smell the food?
Yeah, because you still have a
sip. Oh, so you mean I can smell the delicious food, then eat kale and not know the difference? Thank you.
Yep.
That's
boom.
The worst
roasted.
Point.
How is that the worst point? I can smell anything I want and not know I'm not eating.
It's going to be so much worse for her.
No, it isn't.
Smelling the chicken and then eating the kale.
That makes it so much easier.
That would suck.
No, it wouldn't. I don't know. I'm not eating it.
What?
Yes, you do, because you are eating and not tasting anything.
But I can't taste the difference between eating that or anything else. So I can smell it and trick myself to think I'm eating it.
Yeah, you just snort a little bacon.
You remember what all of those things taste like, and you're smelling
them. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. No, I thought I couldn't smell either. That's fabulous. I'm so stuck on my decision.
I think it's horrible. Like, I mean,
yeah, we
it's
gotta...
great that you can still smell, because you obviously need to be able to do that, but it makes it harder.
No.
In terms of
it makes it way harder. We're wrapping this up. We're this is done. Listeners, tell us what you think. Love you all. Good work today.
Peace.
Adios.
Bye.